Carstairs, a golf tournament recently held in town, has raised more than $30,000 for cancer research. The June 4 tournament was held in memory of Didsbury resident and cancer fight supporter Sharon Overwater. Many thanks need to go out to the 87 community and family members that golfed and to the volunteers who helped make it a smooth event, her husband Tony said, noting about 130 people attended a dinner after the tournament. Niece Chelsea Wilson was the golf organizer and did an awesome job. Josh at the Carstairs Golf Course worked with Chelsea and had the breakfast, the teams and the carts all ready to go on time. Tony explained that $15,439 was raised through the tournament, with an additional $15,439 matching contribution made by the Tony and Sharon Overwater Personal Charity Fund. One segment of the funds will be donated specifically to the Alberta Cancer Foundation with a directive that it be used for breast cancer research, he said. Another segment will be donated to the Ride for Dad with the directive it be given to the Southern Alberta Cancer Centre and to be used if possible specifically for clinical trials on new drugs and genetic tracing programs. Sharon died on November 23, 2021 from cancer, he said. She had been diagnosed with colon cancer in 2015 and was 2 years later declared cancer-free, he said. However, in 2018 she was again diagnosed with cancer, this time breast cancer. Again, she was declared cancer-free in summer of 2019, and then without notice on October 10, 2020 suffered a serious blood clot in her left arm, almost losing the arm. The one time that the COVID shut down was a good thing. The vein doctors were free when she arrived at the Peter Lougheed Hospital and they were able to get her into an operating arena immediately and save the arm. Sharon and Tony have been avid supporters of cancer research, and together with their sons Gregory and Jordan were instrumental in starting the Rural Ride for Dad for prostate PSA testing awareness. They also played a key role in getting a new man van on the road and into small rural communities. Sharon was an avid financial supporter of the Alberta Cancer Foundation and in her earlier days worked to get mammogram testing units into smaller communities, he said. Bear Crop Sciences donated a Traeger Smoker barbecue which was auctioned off during the tournament. The McBain brothers of Cremona combined their offer and paid $3,000 for the unit, money that was matched from the Overwater Fund. More people can celebrate the passing of loved ones by doing something in their name of significance. Reach out to others, pick a cause and you might be surprised at how a small community will rally to help, he said.